You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You know, alcohol is fuck normal. Sorry, I swore. It's important.
That's okay, it's BFM.
The Wire.
The coalition government is planning to continue with the passing of the Ramraid Bill, which was originally introduced by the Labour government. This bill would mean that youth offenders as young as 12 years old would be prosecuted more harshly, with some potentially serving up to 10 years in prison. Many organizations and activists have been vocal about their opposition to this bill from the beginning, and many have now started a petition to stop its continuation. I spoke with Aaron Hendry, co-founder of Kickback, an organization that focuses on assisting youth in homelessness, and have also been heavily involved in this petition. I asked Aaron about what the harmful impacts of this bill are and what this new opposing campaign is about. To start off, can you tell us a little bit about what Kickback is all about?
Yeah, so Kickback is youth around the north. We are responding to youth homelessness. It's about creating innovative solutions for young people who experience homelessness. One of our key projects is called The Front Door, which is just launching this month, which is basically young people who are at risk of homelessness to drop in, get support, get care, aroha and love, and advocacy to ensure that they don't slip through the cracks.
The Ramraid Bill saw a lot of pushback from the beginning, with many saying that this will be severely harmful to our youth. Before we dive into the petition, can you share your thoughts on what these harmful impacts are?
So, you know, Kickback's a part of a group of over 30 organisations now who have said, look, we're concerned about this bill, we're concerned that it doesn't follow best practice, it doesn't look at the evidence, and it's really failing to respond to the reasons why children come into conflict with the law in the first place. You know, primarily one of our concerns is that it breaches the rights of children. It doesn't respond to children in a way that fits with their development and their stage of development, and it risks further criminalising children as young as 12 and pushing them into a pathway of long-term interaction with the justice system. And that can be hugely detrimental to that young person's, both their development, their identity, but also to their health, their well-being and their future.
Can you tell us about how this petition started and elaborate on who else is involved?
This is over 30 organisations, and these organisations who, you know, are experts in youth development and care for children, who have devoted years and years, hundreds of years in some cases, of engaging and supporting children. You know, groups like Voice Whakaranga Mai, Save the Children, Save Our Children, Amnesty International, and many others that have said, look, we're really concerned about this. So the petition came about because as a sector, as a community, we were concerned. We saw the bill. We recognised that it was not going to serve our children or communities or even our wider whānau. I think this is a really important point. The debate has really been around, look, how do we keep our community safe? This doesn't achieve that. There is no evidence that this bill will actually prevent harm from occurring in our communities. Actually, all the evidence we have is that when you punish children who are already severely harmed, when you use punitive measures, you are more likely to increase the harm in our communities because you don't prevent that harm and you actually set those kids up for a cycle of ongoing interaction with the day.
Now, there has been a recent statistic from April that showed that ram raids are down by 80% from last year, and many are crediting that to this bill. How would you respond to this?
Well, the bill hasn't come into play yet, but right now the bill is before the select committee, so, you know, the two things don't really marry up. You know, when we look at sort of how we do respond currently, there's already some things that are working. So the last government also introduced the Fast Track program, which is basically a response to a community call to have government agencies and community working together more collaboratively. So it brings, you know, government, community to the table and ensures we can do a wraparound approach and really respond to what's going on. And I think it's around 76%, I think is the number, of young people that have been referred through that channel have not reoffended. So that's hugely successful. When we look over a decade, youth crime has gone down. It continues to go down because we are focusing on evidence-based policy, you know, wraparound support, ensuring that we engage early and that we actually give both the young people and their whānau a lot more support. There is a small group of young people where there is a challenge, where we're not having as much success as we need to be, and that's because of the bigger social impact on these young people. Young people who are experiencing homelessness, who they and their whānau are in poverty, who do not have the support to manage their, you know, complex needs. And this is where the government could be focusing. It's a real opportunity. It's a small group of young people. We know their whānau. We know their communities. The government could be investing significantly to alleviating the suffering those communities are facing and responding to the core needs that those children have.
Now, building on that, what type of specific action would you want to see from the government to tackle crime amongst youth?
Yeah, look, the government's already acknowledged that they're going to continue with the fast track program. I think that's really good. We need to expand that, continuing to expand that, and we need to pour resources into that so that when, you know, a government agency or a community agency says, look, we can see a need here, we can see a young person struggling, we can actually get involved and respond to that. And if the case is that you've got a family that are living in emergency accommodation, we're able to get that whole whānau into housing and address that need. If the case is that you have a child who's literally living on the street and that is the core reason why they are becoming involved in this behaviour in the first place, we can actually ensure that we house those young people. And so it looks like ensuring that we're addressing those core reasons why these children are ending up in the situations they're ending up. Now, we can do a lot more than what we're doing, but we don't achieve anything by ignoring the evidence. What we should be doing is saying, look, what does the evidence say? Where is the success we've had in the system? Now, how do we lean into that evidence, double down on it, and actually ensure for this small group of young people we're adequately responding out of an evidence-based framework? So we can have success in this space, but right now the concern is that we're ignoring what we know about how we improve outcomes for our children in our communities and doubling down on what is fairly punitive rhetoric and lacks evidence to actually achieve the results that we all want, which is more connected, vibrant, supportive communities where we all thrive.
That was Kickback co-founder Aaron Hendry talking about the petition to stop the Ram Raid Bill. Oh, we'll be back after a short break.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.